quite disappointed we didn't win those tickets. We got six entries last week when we called in, and we didn't win tickets.
No, y'all
that
did.
That was a disappointment. I think that might have been rigged.
Our call.
How do you get six entries and not win?
Our call screeners caught on to that trick there real quick.
Trying to disguise your voice, huh?
Let's run down to beautiful Sabino Canyon and talk to Judy, trying to set up a home office in her home. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have a need to set up a home office, but I can't dedicate an entire room to the home office. So I have, like, the dog crate in there and my sewing machine. So how can I figure out how to make it all work in there?
Judy, let me introduce you to Ann Lyons, Senior Design Consultant at Rosie on the House Remodeling. Ann, how could we help Miss Judy? She's got to share her office space with a kennel and a sewing machine.
That's pretty easy. I mean, I actually have that situation at my house also, where I have my desk was designed on one side of the room, but I have upper cabinets in there. I have base cabinets. I've got the trash can hidden, you know, so that my workspace is all designated. But when you're done working, it looks nice and neat. So you have extra storage when you do the upper cabinets. So it doesn't have to be a large space. The biggest issue probably that I have is my husband coming and throwing all of his trash on my desk. I need to have it nice and clean, which would probably be an issue in your case because it's a multi-purpose room.
Now, if we asked your husband, would he call that stuff trash?
No, because he knows every piece of paper that's piled about a foot high. So, no. But, you know, if you have a little knee space, you know, for a keyboard tray and your monitor on the desktop, and then a couple of drawers on both sides and upper cabinets up, but that's plenty of space.
You know, you were talking earlier about some of the things we've seen change over the years.
Yes.
You know, I can remember all through the 90s, we were putting in single computer workstations in the kitchen because parents didn't want anyone to have the computer in their room.
I saw that over and over and over, and over again.
What are we doing with all those single station workstations in the kitchens right now?
Ripping them out? Putting drawers there, opening the kitchen up.
You know, one little thing that has kind of become a standard with our remodeling projects when it comes to kitchens and kind of a temporary workstation like we're talking about is a new electrical device that's pretty cool. It's called a USB outlet, and it has 210-volt outlets on it, and then it also has two USB ports on it. And it really is it's a really simple, inexpensive way to clean up a bunch of cords so that you don't have, you know, two or three electrical outlets with chargers and so forth plugged into one device. Carries two 110 outlets and two USB ports for cell phones, computers, whatever. You can just plug your USB right into it, and a little transformer is back behind the outlet, and it's a nice, clean.
And that's important when she's designing her little desk area, mm-hmm. to make sure she, before she does anything, look at the electrical usage that she needs, because you may need to move some outlets to right above the countertop of the desk, mm-hmm. so that you can plug your laptop in or whatever, as opposed to running a cord down the back or through a hole on the countertop. So you really need to map it out nicely before you.
What's a good countertop height or work surface height for an in-home office?
Well, standard cabinets for desks come at 29.5, and then you add your countertop, so you end up at 31.
Okay.
And office chairs are set to handle that.
So about 31 inches finished height, right, for the workstation platform.
Right. Okay. So speaking of office chairs, what did we do in the office recently?
What did we do in the office recently? We threw out all the chairs, and now everybody's on these exercise bouncy balls.
It looks like McDonald's playroom with all these colorful balls when you walk in this big stack of chairs in the main room.
But it's actually more comfortable than I expected it to
be. It's really, really good for your neck and back. It's just amazing.
Well, back on home office is the fitness part of it, but I think lighting is overlooked a lot.
Yes.
You end up operating in a little hole, or you got a glare bomb of a desk lamp shining just on one particular. I think lighting is more critical than people realize.
What I did in mine is I put under cabinet lighting under my uppers, mm-hmm. and that really adds a lot of
And I think a lot of people, too, are maybe taking a spare bedroom and making an office. And, you know, natural light, I think, is pretty important as well. You know, from a health perspective and personal outlook, it's nice to be able to look out the window once in a while and see the sunshine and see the birds flying by. So natural light, I think, is also an important element.
Extremely, yes.
Yeah. Of course, unless you work at night.
Yeah.
If you work nights, then you can, you know, don't really.
But it is one of the great benefits of working at home is you do have the opportunity to get up, step away from the workplace, go out in the backyard and enjoy a minute or two of sunshine and fresh air, even in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's nice just to get up, get away, stretch your brain, stretch your back, stretch your legs. And get a little outdoor air rather than locked in a cubicle for, you know, right. 5 hours at a duration.
Yep. Take a lap in the pool or, you know.
You know, one of the other great advantages of home office is my favorite thing about home office is I generally just get to pick what I want to listen to. I don't have to listen to the democratically voted upon station that never plays anything I recognize or know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, you know, yeah. I get my, you know, old 1960s, 1970s music that I like, and makes time kind of skip away.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just
absolutely.
Well, work your way through it.
Absolutely. Kind of calms you down and brings a little peace and solitude.
Put that classic guitar on from the Romero Brothers. I could listen to that for hours. More on home offices at Rosie on the House when we get back.
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.